Kufi Beis Amin Aleph, we're holding by the two dots, the fourth wide line. Tan Rabbanan. Berchoseh Asher Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael was in its state of bracha, they saw an area which you would plant a saw, which the Chazal gave us a Masorah that 50 amas by 50 amas. Oysa chameshus ribo kurin. So ribo is 10,000, so 5, 10,000, 50,000 kur. A kur is 30 saw. So if you planted a saw, you had a return of a kur, you had a 1 to 30 return. And this is 50,000 times that. Right. So that's a 1.5 million return on your planting. She also shall tsoyan, when the area of tsoyan, when it was producing, Beisor is a shivim kurin. So it would, once Beisor would return 70 kur. So this is multiple times ahead of that. Tsoyan is a Mitzrayim. It's considered the most fertile area of Mitzrayim. It's a pretty nice return also, right? That's 70 times 30 is 2,100 times return on your planting. So what's the Tanya? Moore says to flesh out this first brisa, we'll bring a second brisa. Amr Meir, and here we see Bebikas Beishan. They saw Oysa Shivim Kurin. I saw that over there it makes 70 kur. Now this is Suman Beishan, is not part of Eretz Yisrael. I saw this. The pasuk says, there's no better place, more fertile place than Eretz Yisrael. Shemar Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael is compared to Kegan Hashem. And the area of Tzoyan is the most fertile, productive area of Mitzrayim. There was the most pleasant place to live, etc. That's where the kings in Mitzrayim used to live, in that area. The Sorim, the pasuk is referring to the idea that the ministers from Eretz Yisrael, messengers were going to Tzoyan, because that's where the king, to meet with the kings. the hardest land in Eretz Yisrael, Yosem Chevron, is the area of Chevron. It's the least fertile. The Havik Kabri Shikri, that's why they use that as the burial places. Even so, comparing the worst piece of land in Eretz Yisrael compared to the most fertile land in Mitzrayim, it was 7 times more. It was Mavun Alachas Meshiva Betzayin. It was more built up. It means more productive. Than seven times more productive than Tzoyan. The exhibit says, Bechevron, by the Meraglim, they went to Chevron, and it says, Chevron, Sheva Shalim Nivdasov, Lifnei Tzaren Mitzrayim. So simple reason the pasuk, it was built 7 years before. We're discussing the time frame. But the Gemara says, what does it mean? My nidus, what does it mean that it's built up? Ilay Nidus Mamash, it means it was built. So the city, we're discussing the age of the cities. It's not Mistaber. After Adam Boyna Bayas Livnoi Katan, Kadam Shayivna Livnoi Gadol. But normally that's not the order that they would build. And we know B'nei Chom is Chusha Mitzrayim Ufuza Kanoa. So if Chom is taking care to make sure that his children have where to live, he would take care of Mitzrayim before he would take care of Kanoa. So to say that he built the Chevron before he built Zion is not Mistarva, that's what it's referring to. Ella, what does it mean? It means Shemavuna Alachas Mishiva Betsaya. It's a more productive, it's a more built up in the sense of it's a more, it has more, seven times more than what Soyan Mitzrayim has.
Well, then how come the first one wasn't where they built their houses? The first son's place, Cush. Well, that would be first. Wouldn't he be more pronounced?
So we're not the point of the pasuk of is not discussing a timeline at all. It's saying so. I don't know when he built them. It was so assuming he built them in the right order, right?
Okay.
But
okay.
The better order. They're saying that. You just say we're pointing out that the land which of Hebron, which is in Eretz Canaan, was a better piece of land than the land of Soyan. And it was seven times better. It was seven times more productive. Vahani Mili, so the ratio is seven. But Al-Bashlovich Roshim is Chamish Meir. But if that's in Eretz Yisrael, that area was designated not to use for planting because it wasn't fertile. So if you want to choose a place to make your cemetery, so land you're not going to be planting, so you choose the least fertile place because the more fertile places you want to use for planting. So Hebron was designated for Beis HaKvaris because it wasn't fertile area. So now, what about that's in the ratio is seven times more. So if in Beishan it produced 70 kurim, and Soyan was at least as good as that because it was considered the most fertile land. Amongst all of the other lands, so it had to be at least seventy kur, and this is seven times more than that. So that's going to be 4,900 kur. Now, but the better parts of Eretz Yisrael, the ratio was 500 times more. And that's all this is talking about. It wasn't in a state. We're comparing it, contrasting it, when there was no special treatment of Eretz Yisrael. And it came back, Me'a Shorim. So, Me'a Shorim is the word Sharva there, right? Is like we said, yes, is the estimate what they expected to produce? It produced that much more. So it means the bracha was 100 times more. So it's 100 times 500 over the 70, and that should give us the chameshes ribu kurin. So if you take 70, you multiply it times 500, and then you multiply that times 100, the math should work out something close to that. Okay. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Saw be Yehuda. One area, one saw in Yehuda. Ha'isa chamesh sawin. You would take out of this saw, you take out five saw. How so? You get a saw of kemach, you would be able to take a saw of grain and produce a saw of kemach, which is the more coarse flour, a saw of silas, a one saw of the fine flour, saw of subin, which is more like the brand. No, actually, the next Mursin is the bran. Suman is like the almost like bran. Saw of Mursin, which is the bran, and then saw of Kiburya, which was like a very coarse flour. So there was a bracha in the production of the saw itself, it would produce more. Okay, Amalei Hautzuki the Rebchanina. The Stuki said to Rebchanina, Ya Mashpichu Mashpichisu Va Ba'arachain. It's appropriate that you're praising your land. Because Beisaw Achas Hanikli Abba. My father left me one Beisaw in Eretz Yisrael. And Mimeno Moshach, I was able to produce oil from it. I had place for olive trees to get valuable amount of oil. Mimeno Chamra, there was enough to produce in this Beisaw wine. Yemena Ibur, I was able to plant wheat there and produce wheat. Mimena Kitnius, I was able to produce other grains from it as well. And Mimena Royos Miknosi. And I also had an area left over to pasture my mikna, my animals. How you fit all of that into an area of 50 amas and 50 amas is quite a unique thing. Okay. Harbar Amuro. So this non-Jewish person said, the bar who lived in the, I'm not sure where he lived, the Amori, which was. So he was in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Murray. And as the Jews came in, he said, Levar Arad the Yisrael. So I'm not sure the timeline over here. So, Hai Ta'alta, the Kaima Aguda, the Yardina. Kama Gadrisu Mino. Okay, this tree that you date tree, which was right by the banks of the Yarden. How much did you harvest from it? Amle Shitin Kuri. I got 60 kur of dates out of one tree. Amalei loy alisu ba akati achribusuha. You have not reached its full potential. Because anan maya v'esim kuri have a gazina mino. So you said you got 60, we got 120. the Amoreim who were there before you. I meant from one side of the tree. The other side I also got. Now, the loyalists, you didn't get the So you didn't get the mu'ula of it, but I'm not sure there's lashon of korban. But I can't see achivusua. It's still in a state of korban. Okay.
Here it says you destroyed it. You brought it down.
You lashon of achivusua means
you destroyed it.
I did it. Okay. We destroyed it before you came.
Okay.
Amar Rav Chista, my Nitziv, Pasuk says, Vet Lecha Eretz Chemda Nachlas Tzvi. Rosham says to Klal Yisrael that he gave us a desirable land, a Nachlas Tzvi. So what's the lashon of Nachlas Tzvi? Why is Eretz so compared to the Tzvi? When they would shech the Tzvi and then flay the skin, if you then lay the skin around the meat, it wouldn't fit. So the hide shrinks very quickly. So Eretz Yisrael has a similar state of being that it can't hold. It produces so many peres, there's nowhere to place to store it. The Racha Matzvi Zeh Kalmi Kolachai. The Tzvi is the one of the fastest animals. It not only is it fertile, it produces a lot, but it does it quickly. The meat is not very tasty. The peiros are not very the luscious peiros. Tamalamer zavas lo b'dvash shmeini mechala b'masukim b'dvash. That's why it's compared to chala b'dvash. Tell you that it has those other properties also.
Why is that a compliment?
Which one?
The last one.
B'masukim b'dvash.
Yeah. You're saying that they're not good. They're not good. The fruits.
No, he said, Yochel, I could have thought, if you're comparing it to a tzvi, that it is something which grows quickly, right? But the tzvi, the meat is not tasty. So if you're comparing it to a tzvi, I would mistakenly think that the pears have that property of not being tasty. So he says, Zabas Lobo Dvash, that's not so.
It's necessarily a deer. I thought there's some who identifies something other than a deer.
So. It's posh. It's not a deer.
Okay.
Even though it was used.
Yeah, it's like a gazelle. It's
gazelle. Yeah.
It's not a witch's cousin.
What?
It's not
a
witch.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see Rashi. The fourth line from the top. When the year was a land, when it was a time of bracha, it produced one besah could produce this tremendous amount. When Tzoyan was in its most productive time, so we're discussing Tzoyan, which is in Mitzrayim, as a baseline to figure out Eretz Yisrael. And he received because Beishan, she mishar rotzis. Beishan is outside of Eretz Yisrael. That Beishan oyster shibim kur. Beisaw oyster shibim kur. One Beisaw can make 70 kur. Mekiyon mishar rotzis yesh shibim kurin. So if in Beishan it produces 70 kur, Kolshken Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, for sure that's going to be so. Shein lochamula b'chol arotzus k'Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is considered the most fertile land. Shrein nimshal l'gan Hashem. Ve'en b'Mitzrayim medina me'ula k'tzoyen. And in Mitzrayim itself, the most desired properties, which was based on fertility, was soyen. The barbe b'malachim. Mitzrayim. That's where the kings were. That the ministers were in Soyan. Salmach Yisrael Akasim Adar. It's referring to the Melachim of the kingdom of Yisrael. Look at that. It's saying something negative about that. Shemor deBaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'samcha al Malchim Mitzrayim. Instead of relying on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they relied on the Mitzrayim. V'tamid hayim sereim u'shluchayim mitzuyim mitzoyan shluchim lemelach Mitzrayim mevi'in teshur. They were going and having their messages being brought to the Melech Mitzrayim and back. So the pasuk is saying that there was, why it says they were in Soyan. Why are they saying that? Because that's where the Melech Mitzrayim lived. Mavuna is lashon benuya b'chol tov. It's mavuna lashon pri. Can you see ibanei gavanochim imenu? So it means it was productive. Messages. Sure, it also means like can be used to be. The main thing is a message. It's also referred to like a gift, but it's a gift like, you know, like I'm sending you a gift. Greetings. Livnoi HaKotan, L'Knan. Knan was the youngest. Livnoi HaGadol, an older son, Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Alach is Mishivas. It means it wasn't built first, but it means it was seven times more. Yishev Pamim is seven times Shivim Kurin. Was seven times 70 kur, Reidal and Meis, Vitishin. So seven times 70 kur is 490. Welcome Shenot Trashim Kechevron. The areas which were not as unproductive as Chevron. Yesh LaHosef Ad Chomish Meis. It could be up to 500 times more productive. It says it was 100 times more than expected. It means alachas shebashar shanim nisporach lemeya. So what you expected in a year not with a special bracha, it produced 100 times more than that. So meya pamim chamish meyus is rechameshus riboy. So 100 times, 500 times is 50,000. Which is what we started with Chemesh's Reboy. I just don't get. Why are we using we started out with 70 kur, then you said that 7 times that is 490 kur, let's say we'll call it 500. But we're saying that the better parts of Eretz Yisrael were producing 500, not 7 times 70 kur, but 500 times 70 kur. Right? Yeah, it's 35,000, right? No, that's 35,000. Then 100 times that would be the number. So, why 50,000? Plus it means, just thinking now, it means that even the Beisaw of Hebron, which if you round 490 to 500, then you multiply that times 100. Even the Beisaw of Hebron produced that. The other places produced more. Okay, that would work. So Kev, sorry, see? I didn't hear what you said. Well, 500 times 100, we're saying 100 times is the special bracha beyond what you would normally expect. Me'ah Sharim is to be Mesha'er, to estimate. So you estimate based on what you expect it to produce, what it normally produces. It produces 100 times more than that. So if it only produces 500, it produces 100 times more than that, so that's 50,000. 100 times 500 is 50,000. So if I expect it to produce 500 kor, and it produces 100 times more, it produces 50,000 kor. So why do I expect it to produce 500 kor? Because we said Beishan, i.e. Soyan, produces 70 kor. And Hebron produces seven times more than 70. That's 490. So that's basically 500 kor. And it was a good year, so it produces 100 times more than that. So the 50,000. So even in Hebron, it would produce 50,000 kor. So other parts of it would produce even more. So Kemach, who avak dak, hayotzim in anapo. That's like the finer flour which comes out does go through the sifter. Vachitim tchunim berechaim shal grisin venim tchunim dakim. They were grinded with the type of rechaim which would make more coarse, so it wasn't ground fine. Vanapa metzia hakemach kotes pselus. So the way they would do it is they would grind, they would sift, whatever was fine flour would fall through. The other part they would put back into the rechayim for a second time. Suman is kishemachtesh matzia. Then you would take the kemach and you put into a machtesh, into a mortar. And you would then pulverize it in the mortar with a pestle, and you produce subin. Morrison hain subin hayotzin b'achrayna. That's the final subin. Kiburiya kemach shana yofa shayotzin mimena past cover recurrent sandir. So Morrison is not the brand. I guess the subin is the. Subin. There's Silas. So you would grind the kemach. When you want to make fine flour, instead of doing it with the rechayim, you did it in the makteshes. I got that wrong. So you put the chitin straight into makteshes and pulverize it, and the fine flour you come out that'd be sirlis, and then you produce subin. And the worst thing, like the worst, like the final part was even worse. Kavurya was when you did it in a rechayim, so you got the kemach, and then compared to that, you got the kivurya. I can't tell you the messiah, so how many things you have in the kernel, but that's what comes out. You're correctly praising the land. Because based on Nikli Abba Beretz, I had one base saw, and I got all these different things out of it. So we have a Masara that there was a story that an Amori told a Jew when they came in there until they took over the land. So they had a name for the Dekel. How much did you get? How much did you harvest from the dates? So Gedira Balashan Mishnah is Kligus Tamar Kriya Gedira Balashan Mishnah. So the name for the act of harvesting dates was called Gedira. Megus to Balashan Aram. In our Machzik is Psarash, our Kabbats, the guy made Lachar Hivshaita, it would shrink. So it's Anamachzekas Perasea, Oisa Perasea, Merubim Ach, and Mokim Lahatzian. It produces so much, you have no way place, you have no place to store it. Okay, it's sold it here.